The order keeper stepped onto my drawing. "No," I whispered as I drew closer. "Please." "Poor girl." I heard a woman, one of those who'd wanted to know if I painted professionally, murmuring amid the crowd from some ways off. They had loved me a moment before. Now, they were going to just stand there, useless, while the keepers took their revenge. "Put that stick down, woman," said one of the keepers, sounding annoyed. I clutched my walking stick tighter. I couldn't breathe. Why were they doing this? They knew I hadn't killed Rolla, that I wasn't a godling. I had magic, but they would laugh to know what phenomenal powers I was concealing. I was no threat. "Please, please," I said. I almost sobbed it, like my name. "Please," gasp. "Please." They kept coming. A hand grabbed my stick, and suddenly my eyes burned. Heat boiled behind them, pushing to get out. I shut them in reflex, the pain fueling my terror. "Get away from me," I screamed. I tried to fight, flailed with hands and stick. My hand found a chest, Shiny's hand on my chest, lashing out at the witness to his shame, and I pushed. This is difficult to describe, even now. Bear with me. Somewhere, elsewhere, there is a sky. It is a hot, empty sky, overhead as sky should be, blazing with the light of twin suns. The sky I drew. Do you understand? Somewhere, it is real. I know this now. When I screamed and pushed at the order keepers, the heat behind my eyes flared into light. In my mind's eye, I saw legs fall into the sky upside down, legs and hips appearing out of nowhere, kicking, twisting, falling. There was nothing else attached to them. Something changed. When I became aware of it, I blinked, screaming all around me, running, pounding feet. Something jostled one of my tables, knocking it over. I stumbled back. I could smell blood and something fouler, excrement and bile and stark, stinking fear. Abruptly, I realized I could not see my entire drawing anymore. It was there. I could still see the edges of it. Its glow was oddly faded and growing fainter by the second, as if its magic had been spent. However, what remained of it was occluded by three large dark blotches, spreading and overlapping. Liquid, not magical. Ramaran D's voice was distraught, almost unintelligible with horror. "What did you do, Maro bitch? What in the father's name have you done?" "What? What?" My eyes hurt. My head hurt. The smell was making me ill. I felt wrong, off balance, all my skin a prickle. My mouth tasted of guilt, and I did not know why. Ramaran was shouting for someone to help him. He sounded like he was exerting himself, pulling at something heavy. There was a sound, something wet. I shuddered. I did not want to know what that sound was. Two presences suddenly appeared on either side of me. They took me by the arms, gingerly. "Time to go, little one," said a bright male voice, Madding's lieutenant. Where the hells had he come from? Then the world flared and we were somewhere else. Quiet settled around us, along with warm, scented humidity and a blue-green feeling of calm and balance. Madding's house. It should have been a sanctuary for me, but I did not feel safe. "What happened?" I asked the godling beside me. "Please tell me. Something. I did something, didn't I?"
"You don't know?"
Madding's other lieutenant, the female one, on my other side. She sounded incredulous. "No, I did not want to know." I licked my lips. "Please tell me."
"I don't know how you did it," she said, speaking slowly.
There was something in her tone that was almost awed, that made no sense. She was a god. "I've never seen a mortal do anything like that. But your drawing..." She trailed off.
"It became an Armhut Datawassel, though not quite Shuao," said the male godling.
His god words briefly stinging my eyes. I shut them in reflex.
Why did my eyes hurt? It felt like I'd been punched in the back of each.
It carved a path across 500 million stars and connected one world with another. Just for a moment. Damnedest thing.
I rubbed at my eyes in frustration, though this did no good. The pain was inside me.
I don't understand, damn you. Speak, mortal.
I did not want to know.
You made a door, he said. You sent the order keepers through it.
Not all the way, though.
The magic wasn't stable. It burned out before they passed through completely. Do you understand?
No. It was just a chalk drawing, I whispered.
You dropped them partway into another world, snapped the female godling. And then you closed the door. You cut them in half. Do you understand now?
I did. I began to scream and kept screaming until one of the godlings did something. And then I passed out.